Neutlin liyadayim lachulin. There's a locha mit the rabbonin, before you eat chulin, you're supposed to wash your hands. It's a mitzvah to wash your hands before you eat chulin, lachulin. Ula maisa ula truma. Same thing before you eat maisa sheni, or before a crane goes to eat down truma, the locha is he has to wash his hands. Neutlin liyadayim lachulin, maisa ula truma. Ula kodesh matvilin. Mashenk, if you want to eat heg kodesh, you want to eat a kachim, a kayin that wants to eat a chattis or an oshim. When a kanim wants to eat from hegdish, the lachem is then they have to be toivel the hands. It's not enough just to wash the hands, but they have to put the hands inside a mikvah. They have to be matvilin, be toivel the hands in a mikvah. Ula chattis. What about when you want to touch? A chattis here means a demei chattis. It means a paraduma. When you burn a paraduma and you put the ashes in the mechatis, that's the mechatis that you spritz on a tumtik person to be metayrim, that has a bigger din kedusha on it. So lechatis means, im nitnu yodov, if your hands before that touch something that made your hands tamei, that usually all you have to do is just make an atilah shadayim, just wash your hands, here the din is nitma gufay. It's as if your whole body is tamei and you bedavka have to go to the mikvah. So these are the different chumris. One's more stricter than the next one. The most stricter one is this mechatis. That means when you burn the paraduma and the ashes put into the water, that mechatis has such you have to be knowing so much kedusha that if your hands touched anything that made a tameh, your whole body has to go to the mikvah. Let's see Rashi. Noitlan liyadayin lechulam aislo truma. Dayin lehem benetila to kli. It's enough just to wash your hands from a kli like we do. Shein bayelo revias mayim. All you have to have is just a revias of water in the kli. And wash your hands from the kli. Ula kodesh matvilin. What does that mean? Avulecho shlamim. If a regular Yisrael that brought a korban shlamim has the right to eat the meat, if you want to eat the meat from a korban shlamim, oy chatos v'yoshim lakanim, or else a korban chatos for an oshim, that's kodesh kodoshim, or Yisrael is not allowed to eat from it, only a kohen can eat from it, is yesh milo, there's a special milo here, special chumra. She'etzorach lahatvil yodayim ba'boim so. You can't just wash your hands, you have to put your hands in the mikvah. V'yafo pi shenim elastam yudayim. Shalai nogu v'tum v'diraisa. Even though your hands didn't touch anything special. As far as you know, your hands didn't touch a sheretz. V'diraisa, your hands are tohor. Tamatamas kol aguf. You did not touch anything that's matama your whole body. Still, there's a chumr v'dirabonin that before you go to eat basar of kachim, you have to be toivul just your hands in the mikvah. Now, a bigger chumr is ulechatis. Trashiliga b'mechatis. If you want to touch now this mayim, this mechatis, that means mayim hamakudoshim b'yefer parah, water that become kodesh that you're putting inside it there, the ashes from the paraduma. Lahazlis mehem al tmei mesim. If you have someone to touch the mace, midiraisa, the only way you can become tor is that on the yom shlishi and the yom shvi they spritz on you from this mechatis. Today we don't have it. So nachmani, if you go near a mace, you remain tmei mesim your whole lifetime. You can't become tor today. But in the time you had the mechatis, so the mechatis, if you spritz on you, is metar you. Now, yesh maila yisera. There's a special maila here. Shem nitmu yodov v'yachas min advar ma'metam mes yadayim. If your hand touched something, that it's a tumor of the rabbonin, that only makes your hand tum and not the rest of the body, for lo yes aguf, it's not metam of your body, kegoin, vlad hatumo. Let's say you only touch a food that's only rishon l'tumah. A sheretz touched a piece of bread. So the bread now is a rishon l'tumah. If you touch it, your body does not become tummy. But your hands become tummy mid rabbanan. So if your hands touch this bread, that's a rishon l'tumah. In order for you now to go touch the mechatis, you have to go with your whole body into the mikvah. Who could go in sefer, or else you touch a sefer HaKadosh. Then mid rabbanan, the sefer is matami your hands. For chol tumah shem adivrei seferim. Any tumah that's also mid rabbanan, that's all the Gemara and Shabbos, the Yitzchah has the worm there, that things that are matami your hands. So if your hands become tamei, now if you want to touch this mechatis, there's a special chumrah, you have to be toivel the whole body. Nitma meguf trashi, v'chol aguf tzarach tfila. Your whole body has to go to the mikvah. Trashi, v'chol mailas halal of all these chumras here, shezeh gavoya mizeh, one is greater than the next one, midivrei seifrim. They're all only midirabonim here. V'ayde nokut luhocha, what are these inyonim doing here, mesnetach agiga? Less mesechtech veis in mayid. We're talking about mayid here. What does it have to do with tumah here? Kabi hilchas regel. We're talking about the yom tovim here. What kabbonis to bring on the yom tov? If yishyesh b'seifa and hilchas regel.
At the end, we'll also talk about Hilchos HaRegel here. She'am Oretz Chashuvin Torim BeRegel. That even though throughout the whole week or the whole year when Amoretz is Tomei, but on the Regel, the Rabbanan gave him a din like he's Torah. So since at the end we'll talk about in Yonim, that's Magaya to the Regel, it's brought down in this Masechta. The end of the next parak talks about Tutuma, that's the chiluk between on Regel or not, that's why it's brought down here in this Masechta now. So far again, these are the three dinim that have Noitin Yadayim, just Lechulin, Lamaisla, Trumas, not just to wash hands. If you want to eat Kodshim, you have to be tight with your hands. And before you touch the Mechatas, you have to put your body into the mikvah. Fight it. And the Mishnah says, Tova Lechulin. Let's say you were tight with your hands for the purpose of being able to eat Chulin. That's what you were tight with your hands. And Huchsak Lechulin. And when you were toivul your hands in the mikvah, huchzak means that's what you had in mind. You had in mind now you want to be matar your hands in order to eat chulin. So locher is also la meiser. It's like a true, it's only good to eat chulin, but you're not allowed to eat meiser sheni. Since when you put your hands in the mikvah, you did not have in mind to matar it for meiser sheni, you're not allowed to eat meiser sheni. Trashi tova la chulin, huchzak la chulin. V'yoid zu mailu, there's another mailu, there's another chumra now. That tova la chulin, huchzak la chulin kleimar. Niskavin Litzvah L'Shem Chulin. You were toivu, you put your hands in the mikvah, but you only had in mind that your hands should become tor in order to be able to eat regular chulin. That's all. You did not think then about Maisa Sheni. So Locher is also a Maisa Zatrashi. Hulsak Loshen Kavon Klemar. Niskavin Lahamid Gufoy Becheskas Tor L'Chulin. It does not help for Maisa. For Maisa Taker it's also. So Rashi says Gufoy is Mashvi, even if you toivu your body could be. Even if you put your whole body into the mikvah, it's totally Bosa Kavona. If you only had kavanah to become torn again to chulin, that's it. And meister sheni you can't eat. Right, what about tovo lemeister? You went down to the mikvah because you knew you want to go eat meister sheni. And huchzak lemeister, you only had in mind b'shas yitovel in order to be able to eat meister sheni. So locher is also the truma. It's like a not allowed to eat truma now. If you're kayin, with that first tefillah, you cannot eat truma. Since you did not have in mind to become tor for truma, you're not tor, midirabonon, it's no good. Midirabonim, what you had kavana for, what you had in mind in the mikvah, that's what it's good for. And if you didn't have in mind for it, it's no good. What about tova l'truma? A kohen went down to the mikvah and he had in mind in order to be able to eat truma when he comes up. And huchzak l'truma, tova l'truma, and huchzak means he had this in mind just to become Torah in order to be able to eat truma. When he comes up, he should know, osa l'kodesh. If he's a kohen, he's not allowed to eat kachim. So this tefillah does not help for kachim, since he did not have it in mind. Weiter, Tov al HaKodesh, let's say no, the Kohen went down to the mikvah because he wants to go eat Kodshim. And Huchzak HaKodesh, that's what he had in mind also. He had in mind that this tefillah should only be good for Kodshim. The locher is also Lechatis. He's not allowed to touch the Mechatis. Because again, the Mechatis has a more chomedic halacha, like we had before. Your body has gone to the mikvah. So to touch this Mechatis of the Paraduma, since you didn't have in mind when you went to the mikvah, it's no good. You can't touch the mechatis. But what about tovo lachomer? Let's say you went down to the mikvah because you knew you wanted to touch the mechatis. Like you had in mind right now for the most chomerdika thing to become tor from. Then the locher is mutter lakal. Then it helps even for a more kal, easier one, even though you didn't have it in mind. Like we just said, if you were tovel with in mind to be able to touch the mechatis, that even though you didn't think at that time about Shum or about Maaseh Sheni, anyway, you're still allowed to eat or touch the Maaseh Sheni and the Truma. Because if you had in mind for something more Chomer, that for sure helps for the less Kal, the Kal one. The Rashi of the Mishnah is just saying, if you only had in mind for the Kal, for the easier one, it does not help for the more Chomer, the good one. For that, it doesn't help. Weiter, Torval V'loy Huchzak. Let's say you went down to the mikvah, and you had nothing in mind. As far as you're concerned, you're taking a bath now. You do not have in mind at all to become tor. Kilu loy tovel enichnam. It has a loch like you didn't go to the mikvah and you're not tor at all. Shrashi v'loy huchzak leniskavu l'shem tefilas tyra. Elo l'rechitza b'yamra. You went down to the mikvah just to take a bath to cool yourself off. So locher is you're not tor. It does not help to talk of kilu loy tovel. But the loch is of our mishnah in order to be able to eat chulin or to eat meiser or truma or kodesh is kilu loy tovel. The Mishnah says now a third category. What about Big Day Amoritz? The begodim that an Amoritz wears. Now Amoritz means somebody here that's not Machmir in Hilchos Tumah V'Taira. He doesn't know Hilchos Tumah V'Taira. He's called an Amoritz. Is his begodim, his clothing, his shirt, his suit, is medrash meprushim, has a locha like tumas medrash, medrash again to a porush. A porush means somebody that is machmer in hilchas tumah v'taira. He doesn't eat when he's tummy. So a person that's machmer in hilchas tumah v'taira, if he sits on top of a suit that belongs to an amoret, he becomes tummy. Medrash means as tumas medrash. Rashi says medrash means av hatumah. His clothing, the amoret's coat now or suit, it has an av hatumah on it. Letam meyodem v'kelim. Kemedrash azav, that if a person touches it, it's matama the person. Just like the medrash of a zav, if a person is a zav, anything he sits on, he makes it into an avatuma. Shemetam odin v'kelim. If a zav sits on a chair or sits on a bed, and there's sheets on it, those sheets become an avatuma. Kedichsiv, like the pasuk says, v'yish asher yiga b'mishkavoy. If a person touches something that the Zav sat on, is Yechabes Begodav. You become Tomei, your Begodav become Tomei, you have to wash your clothing on your body. So mainly here, you have these Begodav of an Amoritz, that a Porush touched, the Drash Leprushin means, Loich Lechuleim Betaira. Someone that's Makbid, even to eat his regular food, his regular Chul, he only eats the Betaira. So Locher is, he has to be Machmir as if those Begodav from the Amoritz have Tumas Medrus on it, and if you touch it, you become Tomei. And you can't eat now anything until you go to the mikvah. Weiter, big day perushin medrash toech letruma. A regular person is not a kohen, is a Yisrael. So he only watches that the chulin that he eats, eats v'taira. It's called a porush. He's not stam, he's not nekel and tumah. He's makbid only to eat this chulin v'taira. But he's not a kohen, he doesn't eat truma. So he doesn't have to watch himself that carefully for truma. Mashra, before a kohen eats truma, he has to keep himself much more Torah. He has to watch himself much more. So regular Yisrael does not watch himself as much as a kohen should watch himself. Therefore, we say big day oichel truma medrus. Big day perushin is medrus oichel truma. Therefore, the clothing that a parish wears when a kohen that wants to eat truma touches it, vayter is like tomei. The gay to the kohen, this big day parish is has tumas medrus on it again. And the Yekun, we'll see in the Gemara, we were afraid, or Rashi at the end, we were afraid that the Parish's wife, when she was in Nida, she touched his begodim, she sat on the begodim. So in Nida also is Matama, the begodim in Ishka. When Anisha is in Nida, any clothing she sits on then, or wears then, also has Tumas Medrash on it. So therefore we're afraid that the Parish let his wife sit on it, therefore the begodim has Tumas Medrash. So now if a Kohen that wants to eat Truma touches it, he has to go to the mikvah. Vaita big day oichle truma. Even a kohen that's makbid keep himself Torah because he knows he wants to eat truma is medrash lekodesh. From the gate to another kohen that wants to go eat kachim now, so that's a bigger must tire. You have to watch yourself much more. So if you touch the clothing of a regular kohen that just watches himself for truma, you have to be noig as if that begodim has tumas medrash on it. And again, you become tamei. You have to go to the mikvah if you touch his clothing before you can eat the kachim. Right, another chumri is the same thing, that big day kodesh medrash lechatis. Somebody that wants to go touch the mechatis now. He wants to touch this mayim that has the paraduma, the ashes inside it. So if he touches a kohen's begodim, even though that kohen is makbid to become Torah in order to be able to eat kachim, but still he doesn't watch himself as much as you have to watch yourself for the mechatis, therefore you have to be afraid as if his begodim has the tumas medrash on it, and if this person that wants to touch the mechatis touches the begodim of a kohen that wants to eat kodesh, he has to be noyeg like it's tamei, and he has to go to the mikvah before he can touch the meichatis. So Rashi says, liyoch letruma, kanin, v'chol elu, all these last halachas, the Mishnah Rashi says, mylois medivrei soifrim, they're all big chumers medrabonin, shomru, shein shmiras tayrosin shalelu, chashuva shmiru eitzu elu. The way these people watch themselves is not good enough the way the other people have to watch themselves. It's about for the stricter one. The way the easier one watches himself is not called a watch. In other words, the way a kohen has to watch himself is not the same way the way a regular Yisrael watches himself from chulin. So the gay to the kohen is called like he didn't watch himself at all. Is gozru ben the rabbanim made gzeira the bigdayim on the begodim shema yoshru ben ishtra nida. You have to be afraid maybe his wife, when she was in Ida, sat on his begodim. Vareyein medrash on Ida. Then they have tumas medrash of an Ida. It's also the first time of Perek HaShoich. This is where the Gemara in Chulin explains our Mishnah. Here, the Mishnah says,
Yosef ben Yoezer, ha'yechosid shebekuna. Here we are before he was a Nasi, and he was also a Kain, and he was a chosid shebekuna. Even though he was a chosid, it's very makbid, he was a chosid, v'yisomat chosoy, medrus l'kodesh. Still, his mitfachosoy, his towel, that he washed his hands on, was a medrus l'kodesh. If somebody that wants to go eat basa kachim is more chumrah than a regular kohen, even though he's a chassid, he only ate truma, but still he's not so careful now eating kachim, so it's called tumah. It has been tumah for the kohen that wants to eat kodesh. Yoichnem ben Gudgoda, ho yoichal atayres hakodesh, kol yomav. Everything he ate atayres hakodesh, which means all the chulin that he ate in his house, the regular food that he ate, he was makbetidit with the same amount of kedusha that you know with regular kachim. Because he was noyig kedusha with his chulin. The regular bread and apples that he ate, he acted as if it had kedusha on it, like a carbon on it, and he only ate it with the same mas kedusha. For isimet chosay medrus lechatis. Still, his towel that he washed his hands on had a din tumah negate to somebody that wants to touch the mechatis for the same svara. Since the mechatis is a bigger mas taira, you have to watch yourself much more carefully before you want to touch the mechatis. So for somebody that wants to touch the mechatis, if you touch this towel that even Yechim ben Gudgoda watched himself from, it's not enough for you. Now these, like Rashi said, these are all chumis midrabbanan. The rule my list, that if you want to do something more kaddish, more stricter than your other friend is doing, you have to be a friend. You have to be afraid his shmirah was not enough, and maybe therefore his wife sat on it. And therefore, if you want to do now a more chomer dikazach, you have to be nerd like your tummy if you touch his clothing. Well, we'll see more in the Gemara exactly why.
All right, a turnover.
Yeah, so Gemara says like this. Chulin o maiser mi boi nasilu shadoim. The beginning of the Mishnah says that you have to wash your hands before you eat chulin, before you eat maiser sheni, and before you eat truma, you have to wash your hands. For the Gemara on chulin o maiser, is it true that before you sit down to eat regular chulin, you have to wash your hands? Before you even eat maiser sheni, you have to wash your hands? Is that true? Or Remini, I have a kasher on this. It says, Alocha ha truma v'yabikurim. Truma, we know that truma and bikurim is the first peiros you go and give to the kohen. It also has like kedushas truma, like Rashi says, bikurim. Kruyim truma. Bikurim is the first ripe fruits that you go and bring to the kohen of the shiva saminim. It's only from shiva saminim that the first ripe ones, the best ones you bring to the kohen. And when you give it to the kohen, it has a din like truma on it. Rashi Yom Amar, the pasuk says, O truma siyodcho elu abikurim. Lakachen ketruma. Therefore, Bikurim has the same much Kedusha like Truma does. So what does it say on these two halachas? That Truma and Bikurim, Chayovin Aleihem Misa. If a Zar eats him, not a Kohen, if a Zar eats Truma, he's Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Shrashi Chayovin Aleihem Misa. Zar Oichlon, Mezid. If a Zar, a regular Yisrael, or a Levi, eats Truma, B'mezid, he's Chayiv Misa. Tehichsir, the Potek says, U'mesu Boi Ki Chalu. The pasuk is talking about truma, that if a zar eats truma, he's chayiv misa, both bikurim or else truma. Vayta v'chaymish, if he eats it b'shoigeg, when he pays back, he has to pay back the value of the truma to the kohen, and he has to add another fifth. There's a din chaymish. So Rashi oichlan shoigeg, if he eats truma b'shoigeg, teichsev v'yish kiyoch hakodesh b'shgogo, v'yosuch hamishasa yolov. He has to add another fifth to it. So both Bikurim and Meiser have this, and Truma have the same halacha. The Yosel Azarim, Shita, Azar is not Leidit, Rashi says Balav. it's a lav for Azar, Ti Truma, Ti Bikurim. Vehein Nichsei Kain. It belongs to the Kain, he can do what he wants with it. He can Mekadosh an issue with it if he wants. When you give Truma to the Kain, it's his possession, he can do whatever he wants with it. Vioilin Biechur Meya. If this Truma mixes into Chulin, so it's only bottle if you have 100 kenegrits. Oilam b'yechad ameya, 101 times kenegrit, you need to become bottle. Less than that though, even though midirayt with bottle, or some shit is, but midirabotam nakoponam, those things is also. Trash of yoilam b'yechad ameya, abu b'pachas, less than 100, ain't oilam. El akol achulun oslazaram.
If truma falls into a big pot full of chulin, what's nageya to is that you have to, it's called demua, that the whole thing is still also for zaratit, only a coin is allowed to eat it. Unless it's fell into more than 100 times, then it's both legal for zara is allowed to eat it then. Even then you saw it eat it. Vaito tunin netilos yadayim. That what bikurim and truma, you have to wash your hands before you eat. Mashmoni truma, but not chulin the maisa sheni. There is shemesh. Let's say a person came tummy, he touched the sherets. He went to the mikveh that day. When he comes up from the mikveh until the night time, that's called heres shemesh, a tful yoin, he's not allowed to eat truma. The kahanim, the first mishnah brachas, the kahanim can only eat truma by heres shemesh, by tzedek hachovim. Harei elu b'truma b'bikurim. This is the end of the bright mishnah there, that these halachas apply to truma b'bikurim. And the mishnah ends off there, ma she'ein kein b'maiser. V'chol she'chein b'kulin, b'chulin. That you do not have these halachas by maiser sheni and by chulin. So it says clearly that you only have to wash your hands before ye truma or bikurim. Ma she'ein kein by maiser sheni and chulin, you do not have to wash your hands. So that's the stira to our mishnah. Our Mishnah starts off that noitel yodayim, you do have to wash your hands before you eat chulun or maaseh sheni. So it's a stira.
Yeah.
So Gemara says, kashya maaseh or maaseh, there's one stira maaseh sheni or maaseh sheni, and kashya chulun or chulun, there's also a stira to chulun. Our Mishnah says even for chulun you have to wash your hands first. And here it says, kol shechen, you don't have to wash your hands for chulun. So Gemara says like this, Bishleima Maisra Maisra Lakasha. The stira about Maisra Sheni. If you have to wash your hands before you eat it, say there's no stira. Horebi Meyev or Rabbonin. Saka Machlekesh Remey and Rabbonin. The Tnan would not like this. Kol Hatoyin Biasmayim Medivrei Seifrim. Anything that you have to wash yourself with your only tummy with the Rabbonin is Metameh Sakodish. Any tumor that's with the Rabbonin, if you touch Kodish, it's Metameh Sakodish. In other words, tumah midrabbanan means like a sheni l'tumah. So if you touch kodesh, it's matam as a kodesh, it makes the kodesh a shlishi, that could even make a revi. Or poisla as a truma. If you're a sheni l'tumah, so when you touch the truma now, you make the truma poisla, means it itself is tumah, but it does not make a revi, it cannot be matam as something else. Or muta la cholun l'maiser. But you should know, if you have only a tumah midrabbanan on you, you're allowed to eat chulun, you're allowed to eat maiser. Divir Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. So according to Ramey, it's good that you do not have to wash your hands for Maisa Sheni. Because he says clearly, even though your hands have Tumim with Rabbanan on it, you're allowed to eat Maisa Sheni. Chulin, the Maisa Sheni, you're allowed to. It's only Truma that you can't eat if your hands are Tumim with Rabbanan. But Chulin and Maisa, you're allowed to eat. So according to Ramey, you do not have to wash your hands. The Chachomim Oisrin and Maisa. The Chachomim say no, even Maisa Sheni, you're not allowed to eat it if your hands have Tumim with Rabbanan. So therefore, if your hands are tummy with Rabbanin, you would have to wash your hands first. So our Mishnah goes according to Chom Mishita, and the other Mishnah goes according to Ramei Mishita. Rashi says, Kol ha'toyin b'yasmai medivrei seifrim, kol shu tor min ha'toyra, anybody that's tor min ha'raisa, v'chachomim gozer all of tumah, it's only a tummy with Rabbanin on you. Kol ha'nech diyamim mesech t'shalz v'perakama, all the Gemara there talks about Yudchez Devorim. The locker is, all these tumim and rabbanan elu poison as a truma. Ho'echol echol rishon v'echol sheni. If someone eats a food that's a rishon, a food that's a sheni, the lachor is matam as a kodesh. You yourself become like a sheni l'tuma. So kloima, nosnu aleim tuma sheni. You have a shame tuma sheni. L'tuma v'hasheni matam as a kodesh. The lachor is a sheni, when it touches kodshim, it's matam of the kodshim. Lios kori tumi. That the Kodesh now is called Tummy. What does Tummy mean? Tummy means it itself is Tummy and it also has the power to be Matama something else. Therefore, this Kodeshim, that the Shlishi Latuma, now go touches another piece of meat, it's Poisel the next piece. That means it becomes a Revi Latuma. A Revi means it itself is Tummy, but it does not have the power to make a fifth. There's no Chamishi Latuma. That's called Poisel. Poisel means you're the last line. You're the last thing that's tummy, you are usher, but if you touch something else, you're not metama something else. So again, if a sheni touches kachim, he's metamarit, because the shlishi could make a revi. Mashenkein opoisel as a truma, if you're a sheni, and now you touch truma, you only make it a shlishi, that's posel. Li posel hi atzma,
that the truma itself now is possibly kinivit tomei. Avoleino poiselis achar, but it does not make another truma tomei. Lasos revi. That's the lacha by truma. You can never have revi. Or something that's a sheni l'tuma, if it touches truma, true, it makes it a shlishi, but it's possible, it's a deadline. That's the last tumah gets. A shlishi does not make a revi by truma. That's a chumah only by kachim. By the meat of kabonas, that has a revi l'tuma. But truma only has a shlishi, does not go further than a shlishi. Or mutter l'chulin though, lecha chulin, you're allowed to eat the chulin, even though you're a sheni l'tuma, so what? By chulin there's no shlishi. If a sheni touches a piece of meat, it's mutter l'chulin. Now, midah like a tani v'yena poislas l'chulin doesn't say it doesn't pass l'chulin. For nokad lishna de mutter, afinu l'yochlan mashma. Mashma, you even are eat the chulin. So that's what the Bryce, the second mishnah holds like Ramei Shita, that chulin, even though you're tummy with rabbanon, you're allowed to eat the chulin. You would not have to wash your hands before the chulin. But shaken our mishnah goes according to rabbanon Shita. That holds, no, you have to wash your hands before you at least eat Maisa Sheni. So I'll call upon him, we have a teretz for Maisa Sheni. So Gemara asks, Elo chulin, achulin kasha. You only answered me Maisa Sheni. But chulin, lechur, everybody agrees, you don't have to wash your hands. So how come our Mishnah says, notin liyadayin lechulin, you have to wash your hands even for chulin? So Gemara says, lekasha, kan biachila kan benegiya. That the second Mishnah says you don't have to wash your hands, that means if you only want to go and touch it. If you want to touch chulin, you don't have to wash hands. But if you want to eat it, maybe before you eat it, then you do have to wash hands. Rashi b'achila. Masnisin de matzvich netila b'achila kamar. Our Mishnah that says before you eat chulin, you have to wash hands, that means before you eat it, not before you touch it. Sure, you allow it, if you only plan to touch it, not eat it, you don't have to wash hands. But before you go to eat the chulin, you have to wash hands. And after the Mishnah says you don't have to wash hands, means the Megiya, just on touching it. The Gemara says, Maskev lo Rav Shimi Barashi. Ad kan lo pligi rabbona le de Rav Meya ela b'achila. The only machlokes before was about achila. The Meiser. If you have to wash hands before, you eat Meiser. That was the machlokes to rabbona and Rav Meya before. Abo b'negiya de Meiser. But just about touching Meiser Sheni, or else it will be achila de chulin. Even if somebody wants to eat chulin, loy pligi, there's no machlekes. That they both told you do not have to wash your hands. So against the theory then, you're telling me now, even if you want to eat chulin, still you do not have to wash your hands beforehand. So it's a theory to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, notin liyadayim lechulin. So even if you want to say our Mishnah means for achilu to eat it, still it's a theory. Here the Brice is mashma, you do not have to wash your hands before you eat chulin. So Gemara says another teretz. Mor says, Elo idi vidi bachila. No, both our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Bechurim is both talking about eating chulin. So chutz astira, v'lo kasha, kan biachila de nama, kan biachila de peri. It's nafkamina what you want to go eat, like we do. Before we eat bread, we wash our hands. That's our minik. That before we eat bread, there's a mitzvah, tilo shadoyim. So before you eat bread of chulin, you have to wash your hands. Mashenke, the Mishnah in Bechurim is talking about peris. Before we eat peris, we do not have to wash our hands. That's where we hold. The Yom Rav Nachman, kol hanoitel yodav leperis. If somebody, before he eats even a dry apple, if it's a wet apple, and echnami, then there's a shita that you do have to wash your hands. The halacha is brought down like that. The lechatchila, you should wash your hands before you eat wet fruit. But if the fruit is dry, you do not have to wash your hands leperis. And Rav Nachman says, if somebody wants to be like a Bagaivnik and wash his hands even for dried peris, hareza megati ruach. He's called a Bagaivnik. He's called a gaiva. You shouldn't do that. You're not mechuyev, so you don't have to do it. So Mel, that's the theory. That's the teretz astira. Our Mishnah says you have to wash your hands before chulin means bread, like we do. Before we eat bread, there's a mitzvah of tila shadoyim. But before you eat peris, there's no mitzvah to wash your hands. Trashi. Kan bachil de peri, where it says, "Hi, diktoni mashenkin b'maisa bachil de peri kamar." Omiel b'truma boy nathila shafilu b'magahu poisel l'sheni. And echnami truma, you have to wash hands. But for chulin though, if you're only eating fruit, that's the maskon. You do not have to wash hands for fruit. Our fruit that we eat, we do not have to wash our hands. But for bread, we have to. Say that's wet. That's why dry. You don't have to. Right. Turn around.
Shalu, why did they make a din only by bread? Hob and Hama. The reason Shalu is, why did they make the inyan to wash hands only by bread? For some say because it's exerim mishum truma, and the Baal rove truma is from the wheat. That's the most thing they give truma from. So therefore, they only kaveir it on bread, because bread is exerim mishum truma. So that the Kahanim should be rogel, knowing to wash hands before they eat truma, we're not to eat wash hands before we eat bread, but not on Peiros. Tana Rabbanan, Hanoitel Yodov, if somebody washes his hands, Niskavein, if he had Kavon, his hands become tor, is Yodov Teiros. Then his hands become tor. Loi Niskavein, Yodov Tmeis, if he did not have Kavon when you wash your hands, and Echnami, hands are still Tomei, it's no good. The same thing, not you wash your hands with a kli, but you put your hands in the mikvah. If you have kavon, you're putting it there for the purpose to make it Torah, to be able to eat truma, maisesheni, or bread, it helps. If you do not have kavona, it doesn't help. If you wash your hands and you only have a moist, time your hands are dirty, you want to wash clean them, it does not help for bread, you can't eat the bread. For the more of Tanya, we learn not like that. For Tanya, Bein Niskaven, Bein Loi Niskaven, Yodav Teirus. We learn not like that, that even if you wash your hands, and you do not have in mind to make a Torah, Stam, you wash it for the purpose of, Stam, you want to see how water feels, Stam, you want to get it clean, still it helps, so it's a stira. Amar Rav Nachman, the kash is no stira. Kan lechulin, and that's talocha. When somebody washes his hand, if he uses a kli, and washes with a revius of water, even though you do not have in mind to eat the bread, still, if you didn't touch anything in between, you're allowed to eat bread with it. Lachulin, when we eat bread, we do not padavka after have kavona before you wash hands. Avad lechatchila, you're supposed to. Lechatchila, before you wash hands for bread, you're supposed to have in mind that this natila is to matire your hands. You're supposed to have it in mind. But if you didn't